When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 17th edition. We got an 8-game slate on tap for you tonight. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Lots of fun. Enjoyed some outdoors, some friends, family, whatever you got going on as we get back to some normalcy around here. We had baseball galore, basketball playoffs. You're getting ready to start NHL playoffs. You had the Preakness, you had an awesome UFC fight. It was just good stuff all across the board if you're a sports fan. And if not a sports fan, probably tons of cool stuff going on for you. So hope everybody had a great weekend. Again, 8 games on tap for you tonight. You can check me out on Twitter at BDentric. Check out the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, and give it a rate and review on iTunes. We'd much appreciate it. Also, if you prefer to watch the podcast, go to the RotoBall, our YouTube channel. Get all the goodies there. Like it, subscribe, everything else included. Also, if you want to see some of my written MLB DFS content, it is at rotoballer.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, do the premium values article. Tuesday, Thursday, the free DraftKings article. So if you want to become a RotoBaller member, use promo code Bubba to get a discount on that, and we'll get all kinds of goodies for you there. But let's get at it. 8 games on tap for you tonight. Not all the totals in the world. White Sox Twins, total of 9. Waiting on Nats Cubs because it's Wrigley. Yankees Rangers, 8. Indians Angels, 9. Tigers Mariners, 8. So got some offense on this slate coming up, but we also have some very good pitching. And it starts off with the one, the only, Gerrit Cole, $10,900 at the Texas Rangers in this one. Cole has been absolutely outstanding this year. He's averaging 32 DK points per start. He came coming off an 8-shutout, 12K performance against Tampa Bay. He has 10 or more strikeouts in 4 of his last 5 starts. He has 8 or more strikeouts in 6 of 7 starts this season. He has given up no more than 2 earned runs in any start this season. He has 3 total walks the entire season. Gerrit Cole has been absolutely amazing. There's really no way to sugarcoat it. He's worth every penny of 10-9, and it doesn't hurt that he's facing the Texas Rangers, who strike out over 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Gerrit Cole is far and away the top option on this slate, and I'm ready to eat the chalk if it's there because he is that damn good. He is a cash game lock and pretty much a tournament play for me as well. The other options here, Yu Darvish at 10-2, coming off a rough start in Colorado, but now he's at home against said Rockies. Prior to that, he was giving you 20-plus DK points in 6 straight starts. He's been outstanding at ERA around 2 on the season. Before the blow-up in Colorado, he had 8 or more Ks in 5 straight starts. He had 7 or more Ks or 6 or more Ks in every other start the season beside Colorado. And now you get the wonderful Colorado Rockies, and we'll do the thing we do for Colorado because we got the road Rockies. So against right-handed pitchers on the road, the Colorado Rockies, dun, dun, dun. Strikeout 23% of the time with a 227 average, a .088 ISO, and a 70 WRC+. So not good, Bob, as people that know that reference. Great movie. But not good. Not great, Bob. So, yeah, Yu Darvish against the road Rockies, definitely in play for you at 10-2 as a pivot off of Cole, or if you can tag team aces, tag team some aces. I like that as well. Walker Buehler, $10,000 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Buehler's been very, very tough to use at times this year, but he's got 20 or more DK points in 3 or 4 starts, basically 19 or more in 4 straight starts. If you go back, he's got 19 or more in 5 of 6 starts, 20 or more in 4 of 6 starts. He's been very, very good. He even gave up 4 runs in his last time out, but struck out 8. He has 8, 10, and 9 Ks in his last 4 starts. And most importantly, he's gone 6 or more innings in 5 straight starts. He's got over 90 pitches in every start this season, but he's got 91, 92, 96, 101 in his last 4. So they're letting him go to at least 6 innings, sometimes more. The pitch count's there. So lots of good stuff when it comes to Walker Buehler. And now he's at home against an Arizona Diamondbacks team that hit well over the weekend, but still striking out over 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a WRC plus of 93. So, and they're beat up to all galore. Azurba Cabrera, Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, Kelly's now on the IL. I know I'm missing someone else. Like, majority of their starting roster is on the IL. So it's a great spot for Walker Buehler. I think he's the lowest owned out of the Cole, Darvish, Buehler rankings here. So you could use Buehler as a leverage play. I still think Darvish and Cole have higher ceilings than Buehler, but I think Buehler might have one of the safer floors in the big boys up top. So keep him in mind if you want to differentiate yourself. I still have it Cole, Darvish, Buehler, the way they're priced. But I think Buehler should not be overlooked on this slate. I think he might be when it comes up to pay up options. Some other pitching options here. You got Bumgarner, 85. I love him. I just can't use him against the Dodgers. It's just a rule. I know the Dodgers bats have really, really struggled of late. I get it. I still can't do it. I'm just going to watch it and enjoy it, especially when I have Albert Alzolay at $8,100 at home against the Washington Nationals. There's like 4 to 5% chances of rain, which means scattered showers or so. And then the wind's blowing in from right field about 10 to 12 miles an hour, which is big time stuff for Wrigley, folks. He's pitched 5 or more innings in 5 of 6 starts. He's given up no more than 3 earned runs in his last 5 starts, and the strikeouts have been there 6 or more Ks in 5 straight starts. He's got you 16 or more DK points in 5 straight starts with ceilings in the 20s as well. So that's always big boy stuff there with Alzolay. And against the Washington Nationals team, it's been very, very hot and cold. They were good in Arizona, but they're striking out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 141 ISO and an 89 WRC+. Schwarber is heating up. Bell's heating up. Soto's always Soto. Turner's hitting well. So the Nats offense is getting better, but good pitching environment. Alzolay has been filthy. $8,100. Very, very nice SP2. The best SP2, though. And I like Alzolay a lot. So don't think he's not in play. He's very, very much in play. But the best SP2 to pair up with your Coles, Darvish, and Buehlers in tournaments, maybe in cash too, but definitely in tournaments. You say, I say, we say, Kikuchi. Yusei Kikuchi has been absolutely outstanding. This is a guy we've been touting before the season started. 2 great starts to start the year, then 2 just horrific starts, but now he's back 3 straight outstanding outings, 6 1/3 innings or more, 3 earned runs or less, 7 or more Ks. He's coming off an 11 strikeout performance, 6 1/3, 3 earned against the Dodgers. He had 6 shutout going, and they let him go too long to really blow it up. He would have 30-plus DK points that night for the second time in 3 starts. Instead, he had 26.1, and he has 20 or more DK points in 3 straight outings. The other reason, and if you're a regular listener of the show, we really shouldn't have to talk about it anymore. They're getting better. The Tigers are getting better. I'll give them credit for that. It's still abysmal, absolutely abysmal. But the Detroit Tigers, first left-handed pitching, drum roll, please. 34% K rate, 204 average, 0.067 ISO, 56 WRC plus, 56. They're almost 50. They're 44% below average. That is bad. That's like bad, bad. So Kikuchi at 78, I'm in love with. He should be popular. Keep an eye on that one, but it should be good. Opposing Kikuchi in that game is Casey Mize at $6,900. If you want a super punt in this one, I don't completely hate Mize. He's coming up back-to-back quality starts, 6 innings in both starts, 2 runs, 1 run, 4 Ks, 3 Ks. It's the strikeouts that really hinder him. He's been quite effective of late at getting the job done, but the strikeouts have gotten him in. He's just not getting them. That's been the biggest thing. He's a ground ball pitcher. Strikeouts aren't there. But if you want to be different, you can go there. It's a Seattle team striking out over 25% of the time for striking the pitchers with a 214 average and a 171 ISO and a 96 WRC+. You have Seager, you have Kalinic, you have Haniger. And then it's kind of like a smorgasbord of maybes. So if you want to go Casey Mize at 69, you can. My main targets, Cole, Darvish, Buehler, in that order. But don't sleep on Buehler. And then Kikuchi, Alzolay, in that order. Those are my main 5 pitchers tonight. If you want to sprinkle in some Casey Mize, more power to you. I'm not going to tell you no. I think it's very, very intriguing in a tournament. Speaking of it, let's talk to bats. Let's go bats. Let's look at bats. Catcher's position. Gary Sanchez went deep on Sunday. The Yankees are going to be very popular and for very good reasons because they're facing Jordan Lyles. So Gary Sanchez at 51 in a tournament, sure. But you can save some cash because the other big games, White Sox Twins, rematch of last week's Keuchel Happ outing where 15-plus runs were scored. Grandal at 49 very much in play, and so is Mitch Garver at 48. Both good pay-up spots. Cheaper than Gary Sanchez. But if you want to go even cheaper now, you can save some money and look at the likes of a Higashioka at 3,400 versus Lyles from the Yankees. He's a Cole's personal catcher, so he should be in the lineup for sure. And then the other one, Victor Caratini's $2,900 versus John Gray. San Diego's a very interesting spot tonight. And Caratini always catches Darvish. So you got those little cheaper ones at Higashioka and Caratini if you're not paying up for the boppers on this slate. First base position, Freddie Freeman, grand slam on Sunday. He's 56 versus Walker, but Jose Abreu at 54 versus the lefty Hap. Definitely on the big-time radar there. Luke Voit is back, folks. Came back over the weekend. He's 5K versus Jordan Lyles. Voit put up 6 and 12 in his last two starts, back-to-back two-hit games. Hopefully he's getting loose and the home runs are coming. So 5K for Luke Voit could be very interesting for Jordan Lyles. Shohei Ohtani is always in play. The Angels-Cleveland game is interesting because it's Hinches for Sandoval, two lefties, totals 9, a lot of bullpen coming into play. So Ohtani at 47, Walsh at 46. I like Ohtani quite a bit, but both are quite intriguing. Jake Cronenworth, $4,200 versus Greg. Cronenworth's getting it going. He's hit safely in, he's hit in 9 of 10 games. He has multi-hit games in 5 of those 9 games, putting up double-digit production. He's $4,200 versus John Gray. He's only like 24, I think, on FanDuel, so really cheap over there, but still a nice price tag on DK. Pavin Smith versus Buehler. If you want to fade Buehler, sure. I'm not running to do that, but it's a good price point at 38. Josh Bell at 32 for fading Alzolay. Very nice value. Miguel Sano at 3K. Miguel Sano had at least one homer over the weekend, I remember for sure. He's 3K versus Keuchel, so that's a nice GPP value for him. Other than that, though, like Connor Joe's 24, but I'm not targeting Darvish. Really not a ton down here. I'm running to play. Second base position, Jorge Polanco swinging and he's 51. Ozzy Albies 5K, both nice pay-up spots tonight. But going down farther, got McMahon versus Darvish, but again, not really wanting to do it. Cronenworth at 42. He's first base, second base eligible. Garrett Hampson at 38. It's like, if I'm going to attack Darvish, I'm not going to go McMahon, but I'll go Hampson at 38. I'll take the savings for kind of the same upside, in my opinion, in that matchup. Willie Castro swinging it well of late. So if you aren't using Kikuchi, Castro at 33 is going to be nice. In reality, Kikuchi should be popular, so the Tigers could be a leverage stack in this one. But, God, it's going to be tough to do. Castro at 33 will be a part of that stack if you are doing said leverage stack. Other than that, though, not too much. Dylan Moore is heating up. He's second base outfield eligible. He's $2,800 for his Casey Mize. He is getting it going. He's hitting 265 over his last 10, averaging almost 10 points per game. 7, 18, 17, 16 in his last four games. He's getting it going. The power's there. The extra bases are there. Even some stolen bases are there. So he's an intriguing play at 28 against Casey Mize if you want to save at second base or outfield. But yeah, other than that, like Tyler Wade's playing a lot for the Yanks. He's 24. Jose Peraza's at 23. He's been checking the box quite a bit as well. Third base position, J-Ram 57, always cash viable in my opinion. You got John Donaldson at 54 versus Keuchel. He's got some good past history against Keuchel. Gio Urshela, I'll keep going to that well at 48, especially if you're stacking the Yankees. He hits right in the middle of that order, and now he's shortstop eligible as well as third base on DK. The switch hitting Yoan Moncada at 47, don't hate that versus J.A. Happ. If you're fading Casey Mize, Kyle Seager's only 4,500. We love doing that. Jaime Candelario's day-to-day, so see if he cracks line PB 42 against Kikuchi. Ari Adrianza, third base outfield eligible, he's 3,500 on DK. If Acuna's out, he's supposed to be back on Monday. But if he's out, Adrianza's been leading off. He's 3,500 if you're looking for a little bit of value at the third base position. Starling Castro's only 31 versus Alzolay. That'd be some value as well. And if you're fading Darvish, Josh Fuentes is 2,500. So you could go there if you so choose. And the last one I'll mention, if you want some cheap Angels action, first base, third base eligible, Phil Gosselin is $2,200. He's hitting 367 over his last 10 games. He's coming off a 12-point game on Sunday. The dude's been like sneakily productive for his price point. He's 2,200 on DK, first base, third base for Gosselin if you want like a super value play and a potentially nice offensive evening tonight. Shortstop, Trey Turner at 58 is always worth the look. Javi Baez at 57 versus John Lester, like that quite a bit. But value, or at least value, not really. Tim Anderson's 53 versus Hap. We love Tim Anderson versus a lefty. Mentioned Julio Urshela already at 4,800. Nico Goodrum, if you're fading Kikuchi's 4K. He's been doing a lot with the legs and the bat. Josh Rojas is 36 versus Buehler if you want to go on that fade train. But like Amed Rosario's 33 versus Sandoval, outfield shortstop and getting some love against the left-handed pitching. So he could be worth a look for you. Andres Jimenez, maybe at 25. Tyler Wade at 24, as we mentioned before. And then Hi Sung Kim, the San Diego Padres, $2,200. He's been playing pretty regularly with Tatis banged up on the COVID IL, I should say. He went deep on Saturday. So he's a guy to maybe think about if you want some value. He's been kind of somewhat productive, I'll say. He's hit safely in three of his last four games. He put up five or more points in those games. He's $2,200, super cheap, against John Gray in San Diego. So you can get some nice value there with Kim as well. Outfield position, Acuna should be back, but Trout versus Hinches at 61. I like a lot. Aaron Judge is hitting everything to the moon right now. He's $5,600. That might not be cheap enough. Chris Bryant having a great year, and especially versus left-handed pitching. So he's $5,500 versus Lester. That's another one to keep an eye on. I'd rather have Judge tonight, but Chris Bryant very, very much in play on this one. A few other ones. Juan Soto against Owsley at 53. I'm always a Soto kind of guy if you need to, but you can save a few dollars and go to Nelson Cruz, who hit his sixth career home run off Dallas Keuchel last week. He gets him again tonight. He's $4,900. So a really good look there for Cruz at home versus a lefty. Love Shohei Ohtani at 47. He's definitely in play tonight. Trent Grisham's only 43 versus John Gray. That's a nice value. Franmil Reyes versus Patrick Sandoval at 42. So a nice lefty for Franmil to feast on. So I don't mind that at all. Mitch Haniger, 42. He is on fire right now. So keep him in mind if you're fading Casey Mize. Haniger at 42 is a very nice value play. Tonight, Robbie Grossman at 39, leading off for Detroit versus Kikuchi. He's not bad. Kyle Schwarber at 37 versus Alzolay. Joey Gallo, if you want to go for the one-off bomb situation, he's $3,700 against Cole. A few others to keep in mind. Ian Happ coming off the IL. He's been swinging it on fire over the week, and he's $3,400 versus Lester. See where he fits in the lineup with the lefty on the mound. Kevin Pillar versus Fried for some value. Pillar versus a lefty at 33. I mentioned Edmund Rosario already at 33. Tommy Pham's at 32. I keep saying just be patient. Well, he's put up a decent run of late. He's hit 24-0-4-15, so two double-digit productions in his last five games. Just keep an eye on Pham. The talent's there still. I'm a believer. Adelis Garcia at $3,200 versus Cole for a one-off situation. It's a good look as well. Maybe Luplo cracks the lineup versus the lefty Sandoval at 31. A few others. Eddie Rosario does hit lefties well. He's only 3K versus Sandoval. He's having a rough go right now, but he's interesting. Jared Kelenic's only 3K versus Casey Mize. Don't mind that. Justin Upton versus Hinches at 28. It's a nice GPP play. Same with Dylan Moore at 28, who we mentioned earlier. And then other than that, you just kind of check your lineups and see what pops up. Maybe Jacoby Jones is a value. Andy Young, if he makes the lineup, maybe. But here's your value. Andrew Vaughn still only $2,400 versus J.A. Happ. I said it last week in a tweet. I said it's going to be really cool when Andrew Vaughn hits his first career home run tonight off of J.A. Happ. And what did Andrew Vaughn do that night? He hit his first career home run off of J.A. Happ. I don't know if he's going to go yard again tonight. Not yet, but he's going to have a big night. He's $2,400, so I'm a big fan of that price tag with Andrew Vaughn. That is great. Jonathan Dawes, if you need a value, is 23. Victor Robles, don't look now. Big weekend he just had. He's 2,200. If you're looking for some values, there's a lot of value down here if you want, but preferably the number one value, folks, is Andrew Vaughn. All right, recapping your pitching on this slate, Garrett Cole, 10-9 up top with a bullet. Darvish, 10-2, Buehler, 10,000, like those in that order. But don't sleep on Buehler. I think he's going to get well overlooked, but Cole is the man for me. Kikuchi, Alzolay, in that order, your mid-price range. And if you're punting it, Casey Mize. Stacking it up tonight, you've got to love the Yankees versus Lyles. Love the White Sox-Twins game. I like the White Sox side of it more, but love both in that matchup. Cleveland and the Angels have some nice options there and some bad pitching. And then San Diego and Seattle, two late-night games. I'm looking at San Diego versus Gray, Seattle versus Mitch Haniger. All right, everybody, eight games in the books for you on a Monday. Hope everybody has a great day. Find me on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, let me know. If you'd like to join the free Fantasy Degens Slack chat, come pop in there with us. On Monday, I'll be recording the PGA Championship, always pressing PGA DFS preview with myself and Jesse, DFS Golf Gods, to get your DraftKings lineups ready for you on that one. Also, two episodes of Bench with Bubba last week, two more coming up this week. We got the Bubba and the Batflip episode 84 on Tuesday, and on Thursday, we got the one, the only, from RotoWire himself, Scott Jenstead. So come check that fun stuff out. And then all kinds of other good stuff. So come check me on Twitter at BDentric. Good luck on a Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 17th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.